Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm joined by my co-host. That would be Jimbo Baggins. And we are happy to have you, those of you who are following us on Facebook right now from the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where we are streaming live. And we also have our wonderful blog talkers who are getting in line for their call-in so that they can get a reading during the show. I do want to remind everyone that we're only using regular playing cards for these readings. So not to be mistaken for tarot, oracle cards, or any other system out there that may employ ordinary playing cards. Personal prophecy is a system that literally stands on its own. I've never studied any of the other methods because, frankly, I feared those teachings might bleed into what is personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it to me. So you can rest assured that the material is 100% pure. With that, I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of your questions during the show. A lot of others prefer to just kind of rifle off a card or two, three. I'm not sure how many, but that is not my standard way of conducting the show. I prefer to see the layout of your life, basically the landscape of who you are and the direction that you're heading. So with that said, now I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo. Yay.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We also would like to remind you folks, all of you, the listeners and viewers, if you're international, let us know, and we will give you an international shout-out, like to Laura from London.
Laura, glad to have you with us.
Welcome in. And there'll be more. There always is. There shall be more. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's what will happen, and that is what is happening. If you hear nothing, then something went wrong, call back. That's the moral of the story. And let me tell people, if it's like 5-6 minutes into the show, you're listening to music and all of a sudden it went silent, don't necessarily hang up right away. We'll kill the show if there's a technical problem. But if you don't hear it from the get-go, your connection went poop. Let's see. Facebook Live, folks, we will do our best to address you folks when we can. We can't put a time frame on it when it will be. But you shall be patient, and we will let you know. So don't start asking questions now. I ain't going to do any good now because I won't see them. So... or won't remember. I'll see him, but I'm not going to remember him because we might not turn to you folks for quite some time. We just don't know. Also, harps. Harps is the sound today, not like yesterday when it was Rebel Yells. We're going to give you an angel card, and that harp sound means that your reading with Deborah has come to an end. So please don't ask any more questions. Get those up front. That's the wise thing to do before the cards go down, or at least maybe Ashley's putting them down. You can throw something out there, but when the harp plays, we got to move on to the rest of our folks. Yeah. But I will be giving you an angel card reading before we put you on mute and say move on to the next caller. And these are the original old school angel cards. These will have messages from all various archangels. So these are kind of cool. All right. I think we jibber-jabbered. Let's take a call. And I think, yes, there's our first caller. First caller is from area code 267, which is Pennsylvania. 267, you're caller number one. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. What is your first name, please?
Jessica. I've called
Jessica.
You guys before from Pennsylvania. Hi.
Yeah. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm good. I don't know if I told you guys. I've been working this job, which is good and bad, whatever. I'm looking for a new job. But anyway, there's this girl there that I'm managing over. And the first couple of weeks I was there, I'm her boss, so let's put that out there. She was very friendly to me, helpful, and I know we're not alike with a lot of things, but I liked her. And as time has gone by, she's kind of developed, she has like an attitude on some days. She doesn't want to do things that I tell her to do. I'm just wondering, like, I know she's having a lot of health problems and she has hormonal issues and she has authority issues, but I'm just kind of wondering what you're picking up on her, because I still feel bad about it. Like when I ask her to do stuff or I text her and she doesn't text me back to take care of some things.
This is an awesome use of this method. This helps us to take a peek inside somebody, see what makes them tick and why they react the way they do, to help us to better understand them as we're dealing with them. So I'm going to do that, and Jimbo's going to fill that air by chatting with all
Sounds
of you.
Sounds like yeah. The moral of the story is she has lots of issues.
She does have a lot of issues. So really, that's the answer to my question, but I still wonder about it because it's such a difference. I do like her, but she just has an attitude a lot. And it's different than how when I first started.
So she was not always like that.
No. Well, you know, I was new, so she was on her best behavior.
And she works for you.
Yeah. But I really have no
power
over her
because
I don't have that much power over her because we're short on staff and, you know, I'm kind of stuck with whoever I have right now because we have no employees. The company has, like, a big turnover. So
you can't really
get rid of people.
How does an underling say no to their boss that they don't want to do something? How do they do that?
I don't think she's saying no.
I have no idea, but it happens at this company. I have no idea.
Wow.
Let's see what's going on. Well, first of all, I don't think she really wants to work there anymore. I think she's completely lost her interest. And there seems to be a man around this.
Lost her
mojo. A man pertaining to her personal life that has really kind of, he's monopolizing her thoughts. It could be in a good way. It could be in a bad way. But I really think she wouldn't mind being fired. I know that's a very strange in our economy these days, but that's what's coming through.
But she just doesn't have the courage to do it herself to quit?
No, I think she just wants to get fired or reprimanded enough to say, you know what, I don't want this job anymore.
That's she's an oddball.
Yeah, and
I think the thing is, I just kind of thought that we were, like, not friends, but, like, I know I shouldn't be taking it personal, but I do a little bit.
Well, it's too bad that she has to be like that, and it's too bad that you couldn't kick her shit to the curb, but you can't because beggars can't be choosers, and you don't have a lot of employees to pick up the slack.
So, right, maybe have a heart-to-heart talk with her. I don't know if she's on medication, it could be causing her, you know, to have glitches in her thinking.
Everybody's got excuses nowadays.
They do.
Yeah.
She does
have glitches. I love that explanation. It is glitches, and she is on a lot of medication.
And you said she's different. Yes. Yeah, she's different than early when you first started there. So,
have you brought that to her attention? Have you mentioned to her that
she doesn't think sane. Like sometimes she'll be present and then other times, like I was like, you were late several days in a row here. She's like, I'm not late. She had like a whole attitude about it. And it's like, why are you making all this drama about it? You could have just said, you're having trouble get here with the time change, you know, with the daylight savings. She just went nuts. So I'm like, I'm not even going to touch it because these people are unstable here.
Wow. Sounds like it.
Damn, you weren't, we were in a loony bin?
And I thought some of the most normal people came from Pennsylvania when I was in the Army.
There's no such thing.
Yes, they did.
I've been in the Navy. I've met cool people and nut jobs from every state.
Have you thought about asking her, like, point blank, when she says to you, I'm not late, or she doesn't want to do something, you ever thought of saying, do you even want to work here anymore? You know,
she doesn't want to. Nobody wants to work there. But it doesn't mean you have, like, attitudes towards, like, your coworkers. That's belief. And these people were brought up different than me. So,
on your
you
big
know,
boy.
They are kind of crazy.
Do your job because you're collecting the paycheck.
Yeah. Well, that's what I can tell you here is that, and frankly, if you were to take this hire to somebody above you, they would kind of look at you as being problematic. And this is something that I learned when I was in the Army. If you have to write somebody up or you got to go up the chain of command about somebody, it says you're a crappy leader. So you really try not to do that. And I feel So
I agree with that.
I just wish I had a better, better take on this for you.
Well, it sounds like you're confirming what she knew. She kind of realized, she threw it out there that these various issues, medical, emotional, who knows, maybe she's got bitch in her ancestral blood. We don't know.
Is she young?
No, she's like in her 50s, but, you know, she was just in the hospital for blood clots. She's getting her thyroid removed. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, and, you know, she's probably realizing there's more to life than schlepping to this job, you know. So, yeah, here we're going to give you your angel card.
All right, stand by for angel card reading. Subject
okay,
is compassion.
Thank you.
Archangel Zedkiel, soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
Okay.
We have a lady joining us here in our Facebook. She's watching, and she's wondering if this employee has ADHD. And you can have that at any age.
Yeah, you can't walk up and ask him.
You know what? It's funny that she's asking that because I had another employee that was also nuts, and I really think that she had ADHD amongst other issues. And that one I wanted to get rid of, and I told my manager about that. And that's when I learned, don't even mention it. Just deal with whoever's there. You know, the whole company is like has sort of a sickness to it. It's a toxic environment. So,
maybe,
you know, that's why I'm still sending out resumes.
I want to think about maybe removing yourself to
a
better
Yeah,
good, because I think you will land in a very nice spot.
Yeah, it sounds like it's run by a bunch of jackwads.
Yes, it is.
There should be a set of protocols in place so people can't get away with acting like that, regardless of how shorthanded you are. But so that's not your fault. It's the people that set policies and procedures and stuff like that. They suck. So.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
We appreciate
Thank you
calls.
Very much.
Call everyone.
Please call us again. We'd like to see how this works out for you, if it ever does.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Or anything else.
It works out because I'm leaving. So that's how that works out. I get a new job.
We'll have a champagne party for you.
Word up, dog.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great evening, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, that's
all right, bye.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, it's tough.
Why?
Because, you know,
well,
she doesn't have support from the upper chain.
No, she has no support whatsoever.
And she's got employees looking at her saying, I don't want to do that.
I would be a little more of an asshole, even if I didn't have any firing power.
What would you say?
I would say, I know how to read a watch, bitch. You're late. Don't tell me you weren't late. You were freaking late. You want to keep this up? You want to keep going?
Well, I think you'd be in trouble with the bitch word.
Well, I wouldn't have done that, obviously. I know better than that. But I said, oh, yeah, you were late. That's, and I am your boss. And
yeah, Laura, you're right.
Every time you're late, I will freaking tell you you're late. And eventually I'm going to track it. I'm going to write it down. And it's going to come back to haunt you if you don't straighten your ass out.
Yeah, don't you get docked for that?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh. Moving on. Area code 860, Connecticut, 860. Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome. Hi.
Hi. To and hear your voice.
And your first name?
Lisa Marie. Hi.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hi. It's so good to hear your voices. And I got to tell you, I used to have to park, run down 16 flights, across the parking lot, down 16 flights of stairs and across the whole hospital to get to work. And I was late 3 minutes one morning, and they wrote me up.
Yeah, some places don't tolerate that.
They don't.
Yeah, some places are cool, some aren't.
And it seems in a teeny sense, it seems like, come on, 3 minutes.
My place is cool with it.
They are.
Well, yeah, because it was slippery out, and I was like, I couldn't run the parking lot because it was slippery this morning. And, you know, I had already dropped my baby off at daycare, but they didn't care. They wrote me up.
And a hospital can be a very toxic environment to work in. I've worked in them. In the past,
I was only in accounts payable.
You think they're running the military in there?
I was in accounts payable. Like I was with patients or anything, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just So she should really put her foot down. I don't blame her. She has every right.
Yes, I agree. And it sounds like she's just gonna throw in the towel and get the.
That's not doing any good. If they're allowed to act like that, she can't do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't want to be a boss of anybody that I can't. That they can just do whatever they want. Why am I even? I'm not even a boss.
That sounds so spoiled. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and if I got another job during that two week period when I was getting ready to go to my other job, I would get, everybody would be getting treated like pure hell.
Oh, would you put them through it?
Oh yeah. If I get my 2 week notice, I'll know I'm leaving. Everybody that worked for me start acting like that. I'd call them right out in front of everybody in the whole building.
What can we do
for
you?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, hon, what can we do for you?
Instigator thing.
Oh, I love her laugh. That's right. I remember you with that cute laugh. So what can we do for you? What would you like us to look at?
Yeah, what's cooking?
In your reading.
I'm so sorry to ask this kind of question. I hate it, but I'm finally going to have a deposition for this dog bite, and they're going to put me with a, when that's done at the end of May, they're going to put me with a mediator with the other lawyers, and I'm wondering how this is all going to go, because it has me very upset, because, I mean, they got it on film. She tried to pay me off. She wrecked, dog wrecked my face. I still need another surgery, and they're putting me through pure hell.
It's almost as if you're being treated as the perpetrator instead of the victim.
Yeah, it shouldn't be mediation. That's toxic.
Oh, and mediation is a nightmare because you don't know what's going
to
come out of
that.
Well,
they usually try to find middle ground, and that means you're going to get not probably what you deserve, typically, in the mediation.
Well, let's try and look at this.
But I don't have cards.
And remember, I don't have any law credentials.
No.
So
breaking
you're going to just get my opinion. That's all.
That's all.
Okay.
The intuitive opinion of Deborah Lee, not the legal opinion.
Yes, I understand. Don't worry.
No, we know you do.
Who's providing the mediator? Because sometimes that can bear weight on which way these things. Who is?
I asked my attorney. They both picked this mediator. He told me that he's a straight shooter and he's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they either the court would have to or they would both have to agree to it. One side can't pick a mediator.
That wouldn't
be
fair, right?
Because you know that you're going to get screwed then or somebody's getting
screwed. That's going to go. Their golf partner, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Aren't you due for some facial, you know, not reconstruction?
She said she needs more surgery. She just said that. Yeah, she's got more coming.
So,
if the dog wrecked your face.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My nose is collapsing. The nostrils and the nose and the eyes are collapsing with the nose. It's quite a mess.
Let's hope this is some good news.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm getting a very favorable response regarding this mediator. And this is somebody who does stand up for what is right. Okay, so that's good news. Now, you're married, correct?
Yes.
But you're not going to stay married.
Uh-oh.
And they're sure to come true, which is the one designation in the whole layout that I am crazy about. Because in 30-plus years, I have not seen something there. I'm going to have a double negative that failed to come true.
About 7 or 8 negative, double negatives, and you can never figure out what the hell you're saying.
You have a divorce coming over the horizon for you. And you know what, hon? Go ahead.
He must be going to do something bad that's going to push me that far over the edge.
It's going to be the start of a whole new life for you. It's going to come, I believe, after this case is settled, you get your face back, and you're going to say, I've had enough of this crap here. Because I know from previous readings with you and all, you've not been treated well at all. And you deserve better. You deserve better.
It doesn't look as bad as it sounds. It doesn't look as bad as it sounds. I can't breathe. I can't get air into my nostrils. Scars aren't bad.
Putting this behind you is going to give you the courage to say, hey, guy, I don't want to be here anymore with you. So I'm out. And, oh, my God, your whole life is going to change right before your eyes. So just keep that in mind and call us more often so we can stay on top of this. But I like this mediator. This is somebody that's, you know, on the up and up completely. And my
he's Italian, so that gave me hope because I'm Italian girl.
Well, you never know subliminally what will work. You never know.
Isn't the mafia run by Italians?
Maybe there's a good mafia, too.
What's up?
I'm just saying.
I'm associated with James.
I'm just throwing that out there. That's all I'm talking about.
Well, you watch and see. Next year's going to be a golden year for you. Because all of this is some garbage will be behind you. And I can't wait. We're going to have a lot of champagne parties here, Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
I just want to know, is it going to resolve when it's supposed to, because they already canceled me once?
Timeline?
I do not see a delay at this point, okay?
At this juncture.
Great.
I like that.
All right. The subject of your angel card is healthy lifestyle, Archangel Raphael. Eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's like Whistling Dixie doctor. I mean, it's also mental and spiritual health there, too.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Yes, and I'm sure she's under a lot of stress and worries over this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to make sure you counter that stress with some downtime and some keep yourself healthy time.
Yep. Well, we're going to be cheering for you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you both so much.
Sure, and I have a call back anytime.
Yes, blessings to you, hon. Anytime. All right. Take care.
She's actually on here twice, so I was really surprised. Sometimes when they're on there twice.
You sure that's not another, it's the same number,
it's the exact same. Sometimes when they're on there twice, it doesn't work. It is what it is. I just don't pick that one. That's all it is. But, let's see who's next on the list. Aha! There it is. Dang it. There we go. We're going to area code 65. Well, that doesn't let me click it. 651 Minnesota. Welcome to the show. 651.
Hello there. I bet we know who this is.
Minnesota.
Hello.
Hi, it's Christiana.
Christiana. I knew it. How are you? How is your apartment searching going?
Yeah, how is that?
I think it's going all right. That's what I was calling in about. I know I asked about it before, but I was just wondering if maybe some of the energy has shifted a little bit. They got the paperwork, the application, for Maplewood Apartments, and I was wondering if you see me getting in there or not, and like kind of when.
That's a good question. Is there a long waiting list?
No.
There isn't? Okay. All right. Give me a moment here. I see you've got another one to send away.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I got to go on their Facebook page first to block and then block any subpages they may create. We can't get slick. One more confirmation, and then I can go get rid of the comment.
Yes, very rude for this Yasmin to come on here. You know, that is very bad form to go on somebody else's show and try to poach clients. Wrong. Bad.
She has been blocked. She has been blocked.
Good.
Remember, I have to be a very good boy now when I type.
Why?
Remember?
Yeah, you can't say
like
biatch.
I'm on probation because I type the B word.
But it's our chat. You think? Well,
they have automatic systems that pick up that stuff.
So it was a bot maybe talking to you?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, it was automatically sent me like. All right. Like I was like standing in front of the principal and okay. I had to keep hitting okay all the time when I kept giving me all these warnings. All right, back to the reading.
Are you? Did you have to turn in, like, references and all that, hon? Or just...
I think I did a few people, yeah.
Credit check, probably.
Yeah, and I hope that you picked the best of the best.
Best of the best of the best.
They are very picky at that apartment complex. That they've had enough with riffraff. And they see, first of all, a single girl coming along.
Single white female?
She's pretty. They're thinking party time and that all that crap. So I think you have a very good chance. And I hope that you have references that will back you up that way. Okay? So it looks like a very good place for you to move. I really think so. I'm not sure your mom's so thrilled about it. You moving out from what I see here. How's she doing? Is she okay?
She's not happy about it.
No. Yeah. Well, mother.
You gotta go.
It's a thing. We just have this thing. You know, we always worry. And we expect our children have no good sense. They're just going to get into one trouble, you know, situation after another. And it's just hard. So I see her here, and she thinks she's going to lose you. So I hope that you encourage her to realize that just because you don't live in the same place anymore, you are simply a text message away or, you know, a phone call, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I think it looks good for you, and I hope it comes through as your cards are indicating.
Subject.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, chakra.
Well, clearing, I thought it said cleaning. That's why I was like, what? Chakra clearing. I was like, what? What are you talking about cleaning for? Archangel
yeah.
Metatron. Oh, the.
You bring it to the chakra dry
cleaner.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, it's Transformer guy. Archangel Metatron.
Yeah.
Of course, it's female. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Because Archangel Metatron apparently is a female.
Maybe it's a little of both.
No, I doubt that. All right. Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes.
Oh, yeah.
Chakra.
Oh, yeah.
ChakraCon. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
You will have a good time living
and
here.
And have some more snow.
Yeah, go ahead. Have more. We don't mind.
All right. Take care.
All right, take care.
Good luck
to
you. And hope you have a good, sturdy show. All right, we're going to go to area code 773, which is Illinois, 773. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey, I have a thanks. I have a question for you. This is my stress this today. I had a very strong conversation with a neighbor who's doing some building, and I asked them if they had surveyed it, and I asked them to stop building, and it escalated because I think they're building on my property.
Oh,
that is a no-no.
Can't you get them out there on your own without paying
the
city? Can't you get them out there to
Well, I'm having a surveyor come out, but they already started building without telling me.
Well, there's going to be a problem there, Houston.
Yep, they're just going to have to deal with that.
If they're on your property, then they're going to have to do something.
But they may not be. I mean, do you say? I mean, it just seems so sneaky. Uh-huh. And I kind of heard her say something, but I'm just wondering what you see. Because they called me rude after that conversation.
Well, I don't think they're going to invite you in for some tea.
I don't like them anyway. But.
Yeah, you don't have to like them. You just got to peacefully close.
You got to deal with them.
My late husband, when we moved into the home we bought, the neighbor did this crazy thing by completely cementing over his backyard. I mean, there's not one grass blade over there. And he turned it into a tennis court. Okay? And
that's weird.
We were very concerned that what if the property line is not.
Mm-hmm.
So it did get looked at. My husband, he called them up the city, and they sent out a guy, and he did look it all over. But it is weird that we have next to us, fence to fence tennis court that they never use. No,
well, they play pickleball.
Yeah, they just play pickleball.
And they exercise. They work out.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, anyway, all right.
All right. So I'm gonna look now.
Just gonna look at the cards.
Because it was kind of an argument and. They told me I needed to leave. But I never stand up for myself. So it
sounded like you did this time.
Big coffee.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's good, yeah. And get the local authorities out there, the surveyor folks, to check it out. And if they are, then they got a problem. You don't have a problem. They have a problem.
They got more work to do.
And they better be nice to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could say, oh, all that stuff you just built, well, you get to tear it down there, jackwads.
Or you could negotiate.
Yeah, I could sell you that little part.
An easement,
Or an easement, or you could say, I'll sell you that little plot, that little part. If
for
you're nice to me.
$150 million.
Is that how much it cost you to build that?
There you go. Right about this? Because I kind of think they were sneaky.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Cards
right
are going down. I can't imagine somebody doing that on purpose because that's a dumb move to ever do that on purpose. So I without cards, see, I don't have cards. I would say if they did do it, there was stupidity. All right, what do you got,
Deb? I think
Deb?
That they are in the wrong.
Okay. You
I'm
think,
sorry
so
to
you
say
think that they are on her
property.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
And boy.
Do you think they're intentionally wrong?
They didn't want to go through the steps that they needed to go through. They didn't want to bother. And now it's going to bite them right in the butt.
So in other words, they didn't intentionally do it, but they didn't try to do it right to make sure.
No, and now they're going to be sucking up to you.
Yeah, now it's going to be like, oh, what you going to do for me?
Oh,
there?
No, they yelled at me.
Oh, well, then I would say, you get to tear your shit down. Goodbye. Just walk away.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tear your shit down.
But I mean,
go ahead.
No, I just wonder if I did the right thing because maybe I'm just kind of a little bit of a hothead because I told them I went to the city. I called the police and I called the sheriff's office to see what was going on. And I went down to the assessors and I just need to know if you surveyed. And I talked to a lawyer and they're like, you got a lawsuit. I'm like, no, I talked to all these people.
Here's the thing. Let's say you just let it go and never made any issue out of it. Then you decide to go sell your house.
Yep.
All right. And now it gets surveyed and you're like, I'm going to have to make this right for the new owners. And it could be expensive.
Or they would just have to, hey, you're buying this, but they have a little bit of on your property. Now you're going to take that liability on when you buy it.
Unless they don't want to.
And then they wouldn't buy it. Then somebody else would come along and eventually would have to take that up.
The show this has been on a lot is Judge Judy. People have planted trees or they've cut down trees or they put in like a driveway, carport that was on somebody else's, portion of the property. And even if it's 3 feet, Judge Judy never saw that as being, trivial. She said, she was like, hell no, that's their property. You're going to fix it.
So I
think you were smart. You were
absolutely
doing your due diligence.
Yeah, you have to do that. That's a big no-no. Stuff like this, if that is to happen, it has to be agreed upon, documented, all that blah, blah, blah stuff.
Yeah, so I think you did right. it'll make life interesting living there, but, you know.
Because they told me to move back to where I came from.
Well, you know what? Neighbors are always kind of hinky.
Is there going to be a horrible fallout from this?
No, I don't think so. I think if anything, they're going to try and get you to overlook it.
They're going
to
feel stupid they are. All right.
Okay.
Your angel card reading subject is life review. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
Yep. That's a good one.
All right. Thank you so much. And
I'm
going to
balance. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Take
we know
care.
You have a long time.
I think it's time.
A long, long time. Well, she's...
Is she busy?
No, she's next on the list.
Okay.
Alisa.
Hello. Are you busy?
Hello?
Are you busy?
Hey, she's here. There we are.
Hello?
Yeah, we are here, Lisa.
Is it...
Lisa. Yeah, you were. Well, we were calling your name, and you were busy doing something.
We're making dinner.
Oh, what are we having tonight?
And who are we? Who's we?
Oh, us.
The
we're
same
also.
We.
Sure, we're all going to join you.
About what I said. I meant, she said we are.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Just out of curiosity.
Just out of curiosity, what's on the menu?
Where are you what? What?
What are you making?
Oh, Cornelius, it's a late St. Patty's Day dinner.
Oh, yeah, a good old corned beef. Yeah, that's good
I
stuff.
I like that stuff.
A little corned beef and some cabbage, too?
Yeah, cabbage and let's see what else. Well, I went to Farmer's Market, and I got some cactus to eat, you know, not from the shower curtain.
I was wondering.
Horny cactus? Or
cactuses with look like they're doing gay things, maybe? I don't know.
No, they actually sell cactus to eat, so I bought it, chopped up, and... Maybe I'll put some in the... Oh, we're making homemade hummus. God, I love the homemade hummus.
I've never had the hummus.
It doesn't... Yeah, it's kind of a conglomerate of this and that and that and this. And then I bought some tortillas at the farmer's market that have cactus in it, too.
Wow.
But we thought... I thought... Just try something different.
Eating some cacti.
I'm not much of a healthy eater myself, so.
I don't even know if that's
more
healthy.
Power too.
Oh, I'm not. Oh no, I'm not. I go off the wagon all the time. I mean, last night, you know, yesterday I didn't eat much of anything, and last night I had frozen cheesecake and some strawberry jam on it, and I'm not supposed. You know, I mean, that's not ideal.
No, that was not ideal.
No,
not for anybody.
Sounds
yeah.
ideal to me.
Hey,
I was eating my feelings.
Oh,
yeah. That's what you women do. International shout out to Catherine from Ireland.
Hello there, Catherine. All right, Lisa, tell us where are we at or can't
well,
we talk?
Okay, so I'm very domesticated. Very happy, not over the moon happy, just medium of the road. Doing stuff, going to play some family games after dinner. You know, and it's, what do you see in the cards?
Okay. So it's been a very delightful day. No
problem. It's been kind of a, no problems, but it's been very, middle line, flat line, not flat line, but not,
oh,
like,
flat
not
line.
Up,
oh my God.
not down,
okay.
not in hell, not in heaven, you know, just kind of purgatory, not purgatory, you know, just normal.
It's kind of a knee day.
But you're on the mezzanine.
Nothing special. All right. Well,
it's not boring. It's not boring. It's just, you know, like a normal, regular, normal.
You mean like normal or normal?
Yeah, which normal?
Which normal? Are we talking normal or just normal?
There's been no words. There's no bad, you know, no heated arguments. Yes. It's just very
pleasant.
Talk
about subjects. No, talking about subjects that matter. Gotcha.
No.
Well,
no.
This is nice. It's nice. He's feeling very family-oriented right now. It's comfy, cozy. There's, like, no worries. Nobody's stressing over money, you know, or having any arguments. I mean, he does like a home life. He really does.
Okay.
Now, for those of you who are joining us and have no clue, we've been following Lisa's story for a few weeks now. She has been really smitten by her gay neighbor. And we've been following this to see.
Oh, my God. Did I turn this off? Yeah.
Okay. Is that his voice? Lisa, did you mute us?
Probably put it on mute.
She muted us.
Well, she can hear us, Deb. So you can continue on with the reading.
These people have
like
a
hello?
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 Hi there. Yes. Hi. Is that
I thought I... That's
this is hard.
Yeah. Don't you just love his voice?
He's clearly not an effeminate-sounding gay fella. He is not.
No, you know, I'm trying to control my feelings. I'm trying to gain balance here. I'm trying to make it real calm within me. I'm trying to be very... I thought I left the burner on, so I ran out there. But I guess everything is copacetic.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Well, I want you to know you're going to have friction with the friend coming into town on Monday.
She was wondering.
After
really?
Yes. And I think it's because he is going to... Okay, let me get this sorted out in my head first. He has a very argumentative personality. Okay, so be prepared.
No.
Yeah, be prepared.
Oh, dear.
I think he can be very off-putting without meaning to be.
Who's that?
The neighbor. No, the friend coming in for the week.
Okay.
And you're going to, I just don't really think you're going to like him at all. Okay, so be prepared.
Oh, okay. Dear God.
Yes, I know. But if you're prepared, that's being forearmed. You're ready. You know, and then you are literally changing the future instead of this guy being right up in your face, you know, saying, okay,
he's
let's...
He's going to get up in my face?
Well, I think he's that kind of guy.
Maybe you're exaggerating
a
little.
What if I got lost?
Yeah, Jesus.
Well,
he's going to try to pick her up and throw her off a bridge?
I'm trying to think of a celebrity that would be equivalent to him. And I'm not quite getting it right. It's like you'd get up in your face and say, just imagine if he said, that man loves you. Why are you jerking him around all the time? So what if he can't?
He's going to say that?
He's going to
say that?
I'm hearing this. So what if you can't get a heart on? He loves you.
Do you really think he would say
what?
That?
Why would we even go there?
Deb,
I don't talk to anybody about that. I haven't even talked to the neighbor about that.
Which card showed the wood?
The wood?
Which card showed the circle? Where is that?
I don't think there's exactly a specific erect penis card. But...
I knew that answer. That's why I asked it, like they do in court.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what? Just go, be prepared. Some people are like that. I've had a few friends like that. I can't say that I really like that style. of when they get in your space.
Well, he's going to get in my face about something intimate that might have to do with me and the neighbor?
Well, I think it's about emotional. That he may say something to you like, you know, he calls me all the time when you are bitchy to him. And you tell him you don't want him around anymore. Just be prepared for whatever comes your way.
She's not saying it's 100% going to happen. Just be prepared. It's a possibility.
Yeah, just be ready to feel those balls.
The potential exists, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know.
The testicles. I'll offer right, you testicles, too.
Yeah. Feel those testicles. So, yeah. We have new people here who do not know what the heck is going on, but they'll catch up.
You mean?
But as for him, he's very content right now.
She wants to finish a question.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me what the rest of your question is.
The neighbor friend who's coming starting Monday, he's thinking that I need to be put in my place?
No. He's got that kind of brash personality where he thinks...
You know, I'm not even...
Yeah,
I'm not planning on spending any time with these guys because, like you said yesterday, and I pretty assume that they have a very tight relationship, boyhood, and they're going to be very happy to see each other. I'm not getting in their way. I'm going to do my own thing. I plan on avoiding them like the plague. I don't want to get involved in anything.
Well, I think there will be a dinner or two.
Where's he staying?
Yeah, with him, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. It's going to be very cozy-wozy.
You're going to be right next to each other. There's a pretty good chance you could have a meeting of by chance coming in and outdoors.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Will the neighbor stand up for me? Or I mean, it sounds like he's going to be on the attack for me.
No.
Like attacking me.
Think of it more this way. You two come out of your doors. He gets introduced to you and he says, so you're the broad that has his nuts all tied in a knot, right?
He would just say that after the introduction.
He may. There are people like that.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Now you got her scared shitless, Deb.
Don't be scared.
You blew it.
You have enough backbone.
You know, I might even go ask my sister if I can stay there.
There you go. You got her.
I really don't.
That's in your card, too. That's here, too. That it might be to your own benefit to go, yes.
Oh, dear God.
Because no matter how you look at it, Lisa, there is a jealousy factor here that in some way is going to come into play. And the best thing to do is remove yourself. Take
who's
yourself
jealous,
out of
the who's situation. Jealous, the boyhood friend is jealous of me?
Not jealous, no, but I think you will be of, and jealous is maybe not the right word, insecure of that. Is that a better word?
Oh, man, I don't need this in my life.
Okay, then don't ask me difficult questions like this.
No, not you, Deb. No, I appreciate. No, I need this. I'm telling myself. I'm looking up at the sky. I'm asking the universe, take this out of my life. I'm not asking you, Deb, not you. You're giving me what you need to give me, and I need to hear it. I'm just saying I'm like, it's bad enough having to deal with a neighbor, you know. It's just bad enough.
And you have said he's told his friends all about you. Okay.
Well,
and
I assume.
Yeah. Keep losing my teeth. They want to come flying out. I'm just presenting you with scenarios to have you be able. The best thing to do is prepare in advance. You know, if somebody says something to you that's sideways, come up with a good in advance response.
So none of this was on the sure to come true pile, right?
Mm-mm.
So it's possible this confrontation might happen, might not happen, right?
That's true. That's what I'm telling her. Be prepared.
She's trying to give you, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. This is the prepare for the worst.
Yeah, because you are so sensitive in nature.
She's not saying it's going to happen 100% for sure, right?
It's my living space, too, and my energy here, too. And that's the bone of contention that we have between us, the neighbor and I. We're constantly. You know, sometimes it boils down to where he'll say, well, I moved here first. And then I'll say, nothing. And what's there to say? You know, and then we get it ironed out. And, you know, I don't need a third party coming in and telling me whatever, because that would be so unfair. But, no, Deb, I'm not getting on you. For God's sake, no, I appreciate your psychic attunement. I need that. I need to prepare, like you said.
And that's what this method is about. Being able to see what's down the road, down our path, and whether we want to choose it or refuse it. And if we refuse it, that means you remove yourself from the equation and you're not there.
You got options.
Yeah.
Option one is to, you could go along and be prepared and not change anything about your lifestyle while he's here, and then see if it ever actually happens or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other option, like Deb was saying and you were saying, you can just remove yourself so you know it can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. Or, and maybe if it does happen, maybe something good could come of it even possibly. Maybe there will be a conversation there that would be interesting.
Very interesting.
It might be very interesting for that to come out. And then with his buddy there, he can't run and hide from the conversation.
No. See, that could be, this guy could be your ally.
This guy could actually help that conversation gets started that keeps pissing him off all the time and he gets mad at you.
I mean, see me, I'd be such a biatch that if his friends said, so you're the one tying his, what did I say, nuts in a knot, I'd say, he's got nuts? I didn't know he had
it. Or I would say, oh, tell me more what he's told you, because, you know, there's two sides to every story. I want to hear everything he's told you. And then we'll talk.
And then, bada boom, there
and
he is.
And that other guy's not going to like that. But he says, I'll tell you, yeah, he calls me all the time. Really? What does he say, pray tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, if that came up. This is all hypothetical crap here, too.
You still have the new guy coming into life. He's right up here. This
still
guy,
in the cards.
Oh, yes, he will not go away.
Still in the cards.
That means he's still on the same path to intersect.
There's a collision path.
Oh, he's looking for you hard, too. I mean... Yeah, he's looking for you very hard.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Mm-mm.
Then you don't want to hide.
Like yesterday you said that his friend was going to tell me that he was lovely, that the neighbor is madly in love with me. Does that still hold or no?
Oh, yeah. I think it definitely is. But he's got a brusque style. Think.
Well, they both do. They're
Joe
from
Pesci
a region. You know what? They're both from another planet. They're both from a region that I know nothing about, and I'm learning. Well, I don't know if I'm learning, but I'm being exposed to this part of the world they're from, and it's different. It's
different. New Jersey or what? Where is it?
New York, New Jersey.
Oh, there you go. A New York state of mind.
Yep. A lot of assholes.
And you know, there can be a lot of, you know, I find it very sexy, but then at times when we get into arguments, I find it very, I'll come back and I'll say, why'd you tell me that nasty story? You know, when he's angry at me, he tells me a nasty story. Really nasty. Really nasty.
Like something he did?
No. To illustrate a point, he'll talk about cocks.
Wait a second.
I was drinking.
Wait a second. So what you're saying is the gay guy will talk about cocks. The gay guy will talk about cocks.
I don't know. You know, I'm very
confused. I'm trying to not about that myself.
Like foreskins and, you know.
Well, like roosters, do they have cockfighting roosters, you know?
It was just so weird story, and I'm sitting there listening to a lot of stuff he says. It just goes right over my head. I'm so stunned when I'm listening to this stuff. And
he
then I have to go back and ask him.
Yeah, he's playing the game.
You.
He knows the type of personality
So that's why I'm saying. likes, you know, attract likes, he's got a friend that's probably a carbon copy. So be prepared. Get your one-liners in place.
Deb, I want to ask you, you said that you picked up that I might be a little jealous. Are there going to be women over here too?
Well, see, I don't like to.
At the apartment.
I generally have a policy not to mention or answer questions I haven't been asked, but I'm glad you asked.
Oh, yeah, she did ask.
Because I want you to seriously prepare yourself, because what you're going to see is not necessarily what is really happening. But, yeah, there is a woman here that's going to raise such incredible jealousy in you, and it's coming very quickly. So be prepared. By being prepared, you're actually going to be able to sidestep that emotion.
Or are you kidding me? There's...
You asked the question, my dear.
There's a woman that's coming?
I think they're going to invite some people over.
People.
Oh,
I mean, the other guy is single, is he not?
I have no clue.
But just because he's single or not, if he isn't a buddy out of town, he might not be single for that little visit. He might be single for the visit, even if he's not single.
Oh, that's true.
So that's a relative term, single.
Yeah, remember, men are pigs.
Yep, that's right. Yep, we enjoy rolling around in our styes. You know, that's what we do.
Yeah, they will eat their own poop. That's how bad.
We do that. We enjoy that.
So
where is everybody?
You see some woman coming then. She's coming on the scene then.
Yeah, and I think what do you call it? What you see is not necessarily what you're seeing. I'm thinking that impressions can be deceiving. So Chica might come strolling up with her arm linked in both of them, like she's their jolly dolly for the night, and that it couldn't be further from the case. Maybe she's a visiting nun. And he wants to read scripture with them.
That happened. You always find nuns out in the bars. I always have.
Jimbo.
I look for them there. I walk into a bar and say, hey, are there any nuns here? All right.
He knows how jealous I get. I mean, he's going to be okay with doing all that crap?
I think it could be the other guy. Remember, the other guy knows. The women that he's
been
with. It's going
to be a childhood influence there. So.
And he's going to talk about Desiree or whoever, and he'll say, you know, boy, she really had it bad for him, and she hurt him. And I think you'll get stories out of this.
Yeah. And you got to prepare.
God. I really would like to leave for the whole week. I don't know where I'll go. Maybe I'll take a hotel somewhere.
Or come here. Yeah.
Yeah, go thousands of miles.
Come to Virginia Beach.
Go 1,000-plus miles. Yes, that's all. Get on your bike and ride 1,000-plus miles.
And then we'll get on a plane and we'll go to England and go see all the people that are in the chat tonight. Yeah, that'd be nice.
The land of England. The land with all the England.
I feel like
we're
going to go through fraternity hell here for the week. Hell week.
Maybe act interested and say, gee, Bob, tell me more.
Oh, you should try to push yourself in and see how pissed off they get.
I think you should.
Say, hey, when you guys go out and party, you've got to take me with.
I'm coming.
It's so uncomfortable. They all go, no.
I don't want to be part of it because I'm not.
That'd be hilarious.
No, that's not my gig. That's not my personality. I don't want to, you know, I'll let them do whatever they want. I'm going to have to really wreck. I need to get out of here. I don't want It's bad enough living next door to him and trying to deal with this. But to have another person here and stirring the pot, oh, my God. No. On the facade, I put a good face on, but internally I just fall apart. No, I'm not going to put myself through this. I have to think of where I'm going to disappear to.
Yeah, you don't have many days left.
And, you know, our audience is going to be so disappointed because they wanted a play-by-play, you know, as this was going on. So this is only an episode.
Even if you bag ass and go somewhere else, keep on calling. You know,
we
can still talk and look into things. It doesn't. You don't always have to have juicy conflict, though. We like all the updates. But If your update is, I'm over at my sister's. I don't know what the hell is going on. Well, then that's an update.
That's true.
But that's your decision to make. We cannot make that for you. You have to decide for yourself what makes you comfortable, what makes you in your happy, safe zone.
You know what?
What I could do
is disappear and tell these guys, you know, his friend and him, I'm going to rent this place out of Airbnb and you guys, you know, pay up some money here and bring in your chicks or whatever the fuck they're going to do. I hate being put in a situation.
That actually might be hilarious if you offered that up. Say, hey, I'm going to go with my sisters. If you guys want to have some kind of an orgy pad, I'll lease it if the right price is right and you sterilize all the sheets and furniture.
And I want to know if those two have had a tryst. You know, the
No, I'm sure they haven't. I don't think so.
She said childhood, but that's a relative term. I don't know how much she knows.
God,
childhood's relative.
I'm getting sick of my stomach. Oh, no.
No, don't let it bother you like that. You have to reign above your
emotions.
You haven't
damn thing wrong.
You're either in control or you are at the mercy of.
And if you choose to not put yourself in that situation, that is your choice. Some people will choose that.
But, oh, my God, dying of curiosity. At least meet the guy before you bag ass out of there.
I don't know what I mean. Oh, he sounds like a caveman. He sounds like a Neanderthal. What do I want with a Neanderthal putting his face up
like
to mine and saying...
He sounds like your neighbor.
Yeah, he does.
He sounds just like him, except maybe he likes Whisker Biscuit instead of tube steak.
Why do I want double exposure?
Just remember,
in a threesome, somebody's always under stirred. So you don't want to be that third wheel.
Going down that road.
People on the Facebook are saying you need to smoke some weed and chill. And that might be a good thought.
Whatever. It's always easy to give advice. You know what? Would his friend, you know, maybe I should come on to his friend, you know, I mean, is that door open there? Maybe.
I got to tell you, that thought struck me and I thought, I got to wait for her to mention that.
You could just
could
just be a tiny bit flirtatious because he's done it. He has done that flirtatious
stuff
in front of you with other women. You could be just a little extra, not like, come on, like get naked.
A little extra.
You could just be a little touchy. Hey, oh boy, another, oh yeah. And really kind of cling to him a little bit and see if the dude spins up.
Yeah.
Not for that. Would it cause any problems or no?
You didn't get a card on that. I said you didn't lay cards down on that scenario.
I'm doing it.
I said you didn't lay cards down on that scenario because that would be interesting. I, without cards, would say, hell yeah, I'd do that, but I'm also, I like to stir the pot too.
Our lady in England, who is very sharp, she said she was thinking the very same thing. That would have been my thought, too. And you say all the time, Jim, you do not appreciate any of these games that we play, we women.
Yeah, but two can play that game.
No, but you know, when I get pissed and when I get jealous, I will go into that mode very easily. But I don't like doing it. I feel bad.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, too. So I'm looking to see if this guy's going to be attracted to you, first of all. That's where we got to start.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. Well, I guess the good, I'm glad you're doing the cards because I don't know anything about the guy, so I can't even throw an opinion out there. I don't know if he's going to be attracted there or not. We don't even know if he's single or not, right? We don't even know. The cards will probably tell that, but I don't know.
But like you said, men become conveniently
single. If they're...
And women do. I'm not going to say women don't.
Well, I'm assuming this guy is his same age, all right? The childhood somehow back. So at that age, even if he has a significant other for a while, he may look at this as a little what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas type trip to him. I don't know. What do you got, Deb?
Well, all right. Now, Lisa, keep your cool.
And this is that guy in the cards, right? This friend?
What? Right?
Not the guy you see coming.
The friend is right here.
But that's not the guy that you see keep coming in her car.
No. For a minute, I worried that it was going to turn
up. I was just asking. Yeah, okay, there you go. So this guy is not, like, part of your future.
Deep down, this guy is looking for a place to relocate. But he hasn't really talked to your guy, your 2D, much about it.
Hmm.
Okay. But that's really his intent, is come down, check
things
out.
He's scoping out the area and see if it's someplace he might want
to
take resident up
to,
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when it comes to Lisa, he's mad at her because your neighbor has gone crying to him about how she doesn't understand and, you know, oh, yeah. It's like how you've gone to your girlfriend.
I wouldn't do that.
Kind of wondering if that was what it was going to be because they're tight and they go back decades and, you know, they love each other. And so it's a genuine love. But I don't know. I thought from the reading yesterday that he was going to tell me how madly in love the neighbor was with me. But now I'm wondering.
And he's going to ask you, what's your problem? That's why I think when you said they're from New York, that told the story of who they are. Yeah, they are those, you know, and it's not a bad thing. New Yorkers are New Yorkers. They're like New Jersey.
Depends on where they're from, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different, yeah.
But you've got a big, beautiful change coming for you, Lisa. I'm glad I laid it out again. I do. The irony is going to be if you fall for the friend, too. Then you got a situation.
I would never fall for the friend. I don't even like him already.
You mean just like you would never fall for a gay neighbor?
Jim, you're... Yeah. Well,
the moral of that, basically, never say never is all I meant. I agree with you. That would be a poor choice, but never say never. You don't choose who you fall for, right?
And I remember in the past I've said I wouldn't be surprised if the gay neighbor brings the love of your life to you.
Love is in the air. But this isn't the one you see coming.
Deb, this is exactly what you said because I've been remembering that very same thing that you're bringing up. You said there was going to be a man that shows up. And then he's going to bring me and the neighbor together. And I was wondering today, I thought, I wonder if this
never knows now.
Yeah.
You know what? Like Asia said in their song, only time will tell.
Yeah, only time.
Only time will tell. All right, go ahead. All right, go back to the reading.
A lady in the group, I think she's from Florida, she says, if you fall for the friend too, it's a menage a trois, game on.
I don't think I don't work that way.
Some people like a little spice in their chili. I don't like that much spice in my chili. I have a hard enough time with one person, and then it makes it complicated,
right.
You know. This guy next door fits the vision board, except I forgot to put in there, please, God, don't let him be gay. I forgot to put it in there. It was out of my realm of experience.
Well, now you know for your next vision board to put that little stipulation in there. I would like the man who likes bearded clams. Okay, I would like the guy that likes that, not the guy that's in the tube stink.
You know what? I've been on the phone with you forever. I got to get back to dinner.
It's true. That is probably really bizarre.
You know what? Let me bottom line this reading for you, though. Okay? Then we shall dismiss you.
After I give an angel card after she's done?
Okay. Coming up for you is a major change. I think this guy coming is part of it.
He was meant to show up.
Yes. And
to cause some effect.
He's going to really shed light on a lot of stuff for you. He's got that New Yorker personality, so you're just going to have to. Remember Dan? Dan was from New York. That guy had a mouth on him.
A million guys from New York.
Yeah, he was from.
I said I've known a million guys like that in the 80s. So after a while, after you get used to them, they're like, shut up. What do you think you're badass for? Shut up, dude.
You've got a wedding coming to you, Lisa. It's right here. Oh, my God. It's under What Will Surprise You. Two of Hearts, my favorite card. Look, that's happiness, fulfillment. Oh, just like full satisfaction. Like walking on earth, but your head is in heaven, okay? And here's the kicker. You have a choice to make.
There's always a kicker.
She's got a choice to make.
Choices.
A choice, and it is coming.
I don't think it's not remember now. There's a guy coming that isn't this guy in your cards. But Deb is saying this guy is cooking, and maybe for a purpose to shake the tree a little bit, because like you said, your last day or so, it's been kind of okay day, but kind of And so maybe you guys are on some kind of path, and maybe this guy's going to shake it up and things might get resolved.
Show him your shower curtain.
Yeah, that always, always.
How long have I been on conversation with you guys? It's supposed to be making dinner, and I told him, I said, I'm on my favorite radio show. He knows I call you guys every time.
Yeah,
well, then you're not lying.
And
you're not lying.
And then I said, it's astrological stuff. He said, oh, well, ask them about my sign.
About his what?
About his life?
Yes.
Yeah. Little does he know. Listen. You have been every bit of the way, but yeah. Yeah, little does he know that he's a big topic of all of our conversations.
He's a guy, if I met him socially, I would say to him, I know more about you than you know about
me. It'd be funny if someday she goes, you know, all this time I talk on the show, most of it's about you. I bet he would just drop.
They flip when I say that, yeah.
I bet he'd faint. He'd be like, what?
You know,
what?
All right, here we go. All right.
We're going to give you an angel card reading when we get back to your dinner. It must be cold as ice by now, or maybe it's not cooked yet. Your subject is interesting. Interesting enough, the subject of this is relationship harmony. Isn't that odd after all the conversation we had? But that is the subject, and it is from Archangel Raguel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
There it is.
So
there it is.
Maybe, you know, I don't know. You got lots of you got decisions to make in the next 24 plus hours on what you're going to do.
And you are going to like that guy. It's since I laid down the cards a second time, here it is. She's going to like him. He's going to grow on you like a wart.
Who's the new one I'm supposed to be meeting or what?
The guy down the road.
The friend.
Oh, the
you're
friend's
gonna like
be.
Him.
You're gonna be okay with the friend after you. You would be okay.
But you said there's gonna be jealousy. I hate to feel jealous. God, I hate it.
Well, that's up to you.
Why do you think they call it the green-eyed monster? It is.
What is?
Oh, it's a terrible feeling.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Green-eyed monster.
It's the worst feeling on the planet.
I didn't know that.
Sickening. It makes you want to vomit.
Where the hell it's good.
And then I do
envy.
Weird things when I'm jealous.
Okay.
Yeah. I do really weird things when I'm
jealous. Why does the monster have green eyes?
Green with envy? You said green with envy?
I'm thinking it's envy.
You know what? I have.
What?
I'm going to have to hang up.
All right. Yeah, we're all. Yeah, go for it. You got to go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Go get him.
Oh,
all right, she'll put her on mute.
You were so right.
What?
You were so right because
what?
A day or two ago I said, you know, things are getting so normal, Lisa. And you said, oh, no, contraire.
No, things that they just have kind of like they've chosen the path of they're trying to avoid conflict, and that's not going to last forever.
No, but I think this guy, you're right, is catalyst.
He's probably going to shake the tree.
Yep, he's coming in, going to look for some peaches. What was that song? I like your peaches and want to shake your tree.
Steve Miller. Yeah, that's Steve Miller band.
Is that the one that your dog cried
yeah,
to?
Yeah, the Joker song. I'm a Joker. I'm a Joker. Yep, I'm a midnight toker. Yep.
Don't give up your day job, Jim.
Hey, Bob Dylan made a fortune at singing. And listen to that song.
Who told him?
Listen to that guy's voice. Listen, hey, Mr. Zane.
comes from our hometown,
yeah,
by
he
the
comes
way.
From exactly. Yes,
and
yes, he does.
I don't know who there told him he could
He can write songs. He's written them for a lot of other people. He just should not be singing what he writes. Shall we move on? Look at this thing shrunk, and then it blew back up.
Well, I want to take somebody from the chat.
All right, let's do that right now.
Yeah, let's... Yeah, okay, if Laura's still with us.
Yeah, well, whoever's first.
She didn't get to get a question.
You talked to her last. You gave her a question last time we took a messenger one from London about her business and stuff. So. yeah, that was the
Laura's
joke.
Laura's joking.
Yeah,
hey, Deb, did you see it? The next guy
Remember.
Coming in for me, is he gay or not?
She's still.
Okay. Well, I thought that was cute. Laura's very much in support of her. Of Lisa. Lisa's got good buddies here.
Hey, we're not going to wait too long.
Okay, who's going to get the question in? You don't have to call. Just type it in.
But we're going to take a caller here in a few seconds. We have so many. We can't just let this roll forever.
Boy, that girl.
That's why I don't like this type stuff.
Girl, Lisa, boy, I'll tell you what. She really trips the switch on us. Laura, she said, question.
Yeah.
Yes, my dear
that
Laura.
That doesn't count. You have to
Laura
type
in
your
London.
Question. You have to type your question.
She's going to, she claimed, my friend Chris is going through a hard time. Okay.
All right. There we go. All right. We got a question. We're addressing it. She's given us a little bit. She's got a friend named Chris going through a hard time, and
okay.
We expect more.
Is he going to be okay?
One, is he going to be okay? And then that means there's two coming up, part two, part two.
All right.
This is why, see, this is why I dislike this method. This is it. This is it, folks. What are his feelings towards her? You know, that's interesting. I wonder what that means. Your friends... So she should have friendly feelings, or you want more than friendly feelings? Is that what I'm getting at there?
Well.
It has to be. Otherwise, they've been pals for 7 years.
Otherwise, why would she
Well, if you've been friends for 7 years, then you should know, wow, you've got a great friendship. I'm thinking she's not. She's looking for a little bit more. But who am I? There's a delay time, so she'll comment, you know, a little bit after I say it.
Okay.
Between me and you, I mean, the folks on the radio are probably like, with all this downtime, we're not doing a Facebook Live reading right now, folks in Blog Talk. And there's a little bit, she says, okay. I want him to be happy. Well, that was kind of not answering the question.
No, but
okay.
That's a very, very loving thing to say about somebody else.
It is. All right. Well, anyway, you got the gist. You got the cards. That question was not answered. Go ahead. Are these cards kicking your butt?
No, I'm being thoughtful here for a minute.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Usually you're like, bam. He's not very emotionally open. Okay.
No, and he keeps a lot stuffed, Laura. He keeps stuffing. He's a tough nut to crack, and I see that you worry very much about him, very much. And, you know, he's an example of somebody that needs to, you know, spew, let it out, tell people what's bothering you, you know. Okay.
Big time, she said. Yep. He does bless. I don't know what that was
for. I think that's supposed to be a different word.
Whoa! International shout out to Mike from the UK.
He's been sneaking around here.
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Oh yeah, he's
See, there. I don't always see that having he's blown up. I think it's gonna explode.
I think that you're I hate having to be the bearer of these kinds of readings, but I think that your concern is valid. I really do. I mean, there's too many people jumping off this earth when ending their lives is a temporary solution.
Yeah, I've always found it hard to jump off Earth with that,
well,
that gravity thing.
A permanent solution
but I
to
got
a temporary
you. I got
problem.
You saying, yeah. Watch
and
that.
I think you're wise to be, well, you keep getting him opened up.
7 years is a long time. That's a big friend. That's a decent friendship.
He is in a scary place.
You saw what she just said.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm really glad that you pushed for this. And I know that you're very insightful yourself, but sometimes readers don't grasp the intensity.
It's like getting
the
second opinion.
Yeah,
like
it is.
Like or something. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's
yeah.
wise to do so.
And, you know, I got to tell you, he loves you very much, very much. And the worst thing I think you could do is push that on him on top of everything else. Just be the friend that he really needs. You guys have known each other for forever. Yeah, I'm scared for his safety too, Laura. And check on him a lot. I don't know. I'm not an expert in this field. You know, I've had 5 different people in my life that have taken their lives. And they were intent on doing it. So there was no way to stop him. I don't see that about him. I think he needs to have a reason for living, you know, and you never know. You just might be it. You just might be it. All I can say is just be there for him. I'm trying to think of who it was. It was that Richard Simmons guy. Do you remember that little fruity, I don't know if you guys knew him in England. He used to do like
fitness guy.
He did like dancing with the 50s or what was it?
There's aerobicizing type dance stuff, yeah.
He said what made him lose, he was weighed like 300
something.
Supposedly
he was like a big giant guy.
He was. But somebody put a note on his car and it said, fat people die young. Please don't die. And he said that note left him so overwhelmed that somebody out there loved him enough to do that. So just let him know. Yeah, like you're saying, you'll always be sweating to the oldies. Catherine, what would we do without you?
She knows all that stuff.
Yeah, and you know, just as a little aside, he's become quite a recluse.
Alcohol issue, she said.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's, oh boy. He's got an alcohol issue.
Yes.
Is there any possibility he'd go to treatment?
Yeah, you know, you can't make the horse drink the water.
No, you can't.
Yep. Especially like that.
Is he aware it's a depressant, you know, and alcohol only magnifies the problem? We already got an expert here in the room, if he's still here. But he's an expert. He could probably provide some insight. Mm-hmm.
All right. Can we do this?
Just remember, one final thought. Okay, I was waiting for it to come. Love him more than you hate his addiction. Okay? That's really important. And, yeah, keep praying. I've heard they don't often get on the wagon for real until a couple of rehabs in. And remember, a setback is really a sign of progress. But he really should change his life. I see. My God, he's brilliant. He's got so much going for him. Makes me want to just cry. So, Laura, love having you, and I hope that you'll keep us posted on him. I see his heart. Yeah. I see his heart. All right, Jimbo, take it away.
Subject of your angel card reading is teaching and learning. Archangel Zedkiel, keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others.
I love that. I love that.
All right, Deb, where are we at?
Well, I guess we got time for Deb. Yeah.
Got plenty of callers, Deb. That's not a problem.
What should we say with these folks since they sit here all the time?
I don't see anybody else really trying to jump.
Does somebody else who's with us on Facebook would like a quickie, a reading. Yeah, I Jim's probably too tired for a quickie. I know. It
doesn't make much sense.
I said, is anybody here?
I know, I heard all that. I heard all that, but I'm just saying.
But
tired?
I meant a quickie reading.
I know that. I got it all, Deb. I was with you. You didn't lose me. It didn't go over my head.
Oh, Margaret says, me, me, me. Oh, here, Catherine. We'll get to you, Margaret. You just keep coming to these shows.
Yes, this is not our last show on earth.
Yeah, we didn't welcome her aboard, and we don't know where she's from.
She didn't, I can't welcome people that just speak for the first time.
Yeah, remember. Oh, wait. We don't know you're there if you don't say something.
All right, we have a question, Deb.
Okay, what is it? Because I'm trying to get back.
You should just leave it when it's really working great.
I know, I shouldn't have looked.
Our other Catherine, the United States Catherine, says, Peter, the person who I made the book for, does he ever think about me?
Ooh, now, see, remember, we're going to be sending out, it'll be energy to Peter, and he will experience that. May not consciously, but okay, how do I get the chat back?
Won't you just let me read the feed you all the lines?
All right.
Next time you have the chat working, I don't understand why you screw with it. I don't get it. But who am I?
Okay, we're working on
Catherine.
With Peter. That book was
the person
beautiful,
who I
by
made
the way.
The book for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
I didn't show it to you. You were busy.
That's
but
fine. That's cool. I just, you know, as long as you know, then it's good because you have the cards. That's the person that needs to know all what that means. So then you're good. The cards,
you could
are,
sell
the cards
those.
Are going down.
You could sell those.
Okay.
Remember, I think this is the lady, and excuse me if I'm wrong.
Does he have any remorse for blowing her off?
That she and her daughter were selling cupcakes, and earlier that lady said that her daughter got a $98 tip on a $2
bill. In other words, the dude tossed a $100 bill. Yeah.
I thought that was nice.
Yeah, that's just a guy making a nice donation, being a nice guy. And then he had a Ben Franklin. He goes, yeah, here you go. Ben Franklin, that's a good bill. I need schmacaronis.
Yeah, but wasn't he kind of a, I don't know what you'd call him, Ben Franklin? Was he a good guy?
Pretty much helped us help France be our ally, and we wouldn't be a country if it wasn't for that. So go ahead.
Okay. Yes, he does, both questions. He thinks about you, and he feels remorse, and he's trying to think of a way to properly approach you. So don't do anything. Let him do the work on this. You know, he left you hanging for, what, a year? He figures you're with somebody else now. Let him figure that. Let him think that, right? Why not? You don't want him thinking you've been sitting there just knitting sweaters or something waiting for him to come back. So let him make the first move, and I believe you will. You've got that three clubs there. That's the card of time, of an event approaching. It means action, and it's great. So you will hear from him. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if it's even sooner than we think.
Back to the tip. She says, believe it or not, there was about a mid-20-year-old girl who was a waitress, and she was tipped really big today, so she wanted to pay it forward.
Oh, now, see, Jim, that...
She passed the generosity.
That was nice.
That's cool. I mean, she really got a big tip then.
Oh, the waitress?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really good. She said, I got a $100 bill from the guy gave me. Here you go. That was
well,
nice.
You know what, too? Back in my own barmaid days, when I would work in a bar, and you'd get a table of three or four guys, and they're pounding drinks, and they're teasing and harassing you in, you know, not in bad ways, but it gets old, and you're trying to play along. And when they'd leave, they would leave piles of money for a tip. So that could have happened to her. She
right.
waited
we don't know. You're right.
Guy.
Exactly. Yep. We don't know. Yep.
Yeah. And but anyway, yeah. This guy's come back on the scene for you. You know, you've got. Sometime we'll have to look at your cards more closely. I know we're running short on time, but you have a very colorful life. things have been like up and down and sideways and over the rainbow and under the rainbow. I mean, really, you do have a life that's active. All right, what do you got?
It says, all is well, Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Well, and remember, a lot of them want to make contact again after they've separated, the wife has died, something has happened. Then they start looking back, and that's when you got to look at it and think, am I really wanting to be in, you know, what would you call it, second place?
Yeah, well, there's that. This is how I want it to be.
And yet then you look at it saying, boy, he took care of her to her very last day.
All right, and she's thanked us both. She says it was a huge surprise, and that would be great. I want to schedule a 30-minute with you. Well,
oh, yes. We got to have
some. You know where that is.
We got to get some time together so there, girl.
PsychicLoveDoctor.com.
Oh, yes.
Well, what do you think?
I think we should. You know.
Yeah,
and
all good things must come to an end.
We
but
don't
it's
know
not
about
forever end.
Sunday. It might be on. It might.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Monday's for sure.
Yeah, Monday's news for the soul.
Sunday? Yeah. Monday, uh-huh. Going to happen.
But
or earlier.
Will maybe surprise you.
One never knows.
You guys are awesome. The humor that's coming out of you all. And Lisa, I mean, I honor her for laying her life out there for us like this. I mean, it's not easy. And I think it's wonderful that nobody comes here to, throw shots at her. What do you call it when you're, you know?
No, we don't allow bashing.
No, we wouldn't allow that. But
only people I ban are those scammers that come in and say, inbox me. And I've never had to, but I've threatened some people that start bashing people. It's like, be nice. Got to be nice or you're going to not be able to be here if you can't be nice to people.
She,
you can joke a little bit. That's
yeah.
cool. But you can't flat out attack somebody. That will ban you.
She had me in stitches when she said, he talks about really nasty things like cock.
Just crazy stories. Yeah. I was like, well, that's why I said, really. I mean, that shocked you, the gay guys talking about cocks.
By the way, just before we go, I guess Donald Trump is getting arrested on Tuesday, or he's walking himself in. And, you know, I was really wondering about the Stormy Daniels chick.
It has nothing to do with that story you just said.
He got it? No. This is just a quick aside. He got in trouble because in his election he had written that this was like election payment or something. No, it was like legal. He wrote it up wrong.
Just guesses.
And it was
I don't
to shut her up. But I got curious, and I thought, I got to go out on Google and find out about her, see what's up. Well, sure don't have to go far to find porn on this woman, Stormy Daniels. I got to tell you, though, you know, porn can be cheesy and cheap and nasty and whatever. This woman is gorgeous, and boy, she likes to do it. I was pretty shocked because, you know, you can tell when they're all and they're faking. This woman was not faking. And this one guy was throwing her around, doing her really rough. And you could tell she was loving it.
What's the moral of that? What's the purpose of that story?
Well, they're doing polls. Do you think that Trump is going to be, indicted? Is he going to? And most of the polls are saying, he'll walk.
Everything's
he'll walk. So,
anyway.
I don't know. Just thought I'd mention, if you want to see who she is, she's easy to find.
This show is over, say goodbye.
Goodbye. Share, everybody.
Goodbye.
7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern.
It's Monday.
Yep, somewhere on at 6 p.m. Eastern.
And it's on Lucifer Bowl.
Right. So, Psychic Love Doctor Show, I'm out.